CliffCentral.com.
Let us go to Aria Kelman, who is in New York City. I was there on, what was it, Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday or Thursday. I can't even remember which day it was now. It's all a blur to me. But it was just after that big snowstorm. And Kelman, I've been looking at your stuff on Instagram and on Twitter and on Snapchat and everywhere. And it looks like you're having the time of your life, man. What's happening?
Yo, what's happening? We Archer, live from the Hudson.
Are you at the Hudson Hotel?
Yes, that's where I'm sitting right now.
It's on 9th between 57th and 59th, right?
Fantastic. Well, if you say so, let's go with that. I have no idea.
Okay, all right, I got you. All right, I've stayed there before. It's beautiful. So what are you guys doing?
So we love collaborating with Virgin Atlantic. It's a brand that we love. So basically myself, Carl Deutsch, who's a singer, and Roxy Berger, who's a TV personality. We've come out to New York for a couple of days to do a thing called Go Live, which is basically anyone at any point, at any time in the world can tell us to go live and we have to. And we also just out here to kind of document our experience in New York and do some very, very cool, different, dope things.
Sounds amazing. Where have you been so far?
Cool. Yeah. So we did actually the dopest thing today. And maybe you can help me with your knowledge of what's happening in the world. Explain why this is so. We did something today called Fly Nyon, which is where we took a 30-minute helicopter ride over New York. And the sides of the helicopter obviously open up so you can lean out while you're harnessed in and take pictures and all of that. And they asked us at the top of it to go, you know, where we wanted to go, Central Park, all those places. The one place we couldn't circle the airspace of, though, was Trump Tower, which I thought you would find interesting. The second Trump came in, that was kind of a no-go aerial zone, which I thought was pretty interesting in terms of where the world is at.
Right. It's like a national key point now, so you can't circle around there because that's where he lives some of the time.
Yep. No, you can't. Ivanka's out there. She's hanging out. So we did that. That was cool. We obviously did our Saturday brunch vibe in Chelsea because you can't be in New York on a Saturday at 11 o'clock without a boozy brunch.
Nice.
And headed to some of the cool spots. One of the cool things I think about New York is that all the hotels have their own bars, which then eventually turn into clubs, and they're usually on the roof, which makes them really cool because they've got a great view. So we've done some really great stuff in Williamsburg. Yesterday we were out at the Standard Hotel and then the Ganzevoort. I think I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
So we've kind of just been hanging out. And then earlier this evening we saw School of Rock on Broadway, which was just basically these young 10-year-olds being wildly, ridiculously impressive, playing guitars and drumming drums and doing all sorts of really cool things.
I've heard it's a great show. Now, listen, that's on Broadway and 7th, right? It's been going there for a couple of years now already.
Yeah.
All right. So is the snow all gone? Because when I was there just the other day, there was still like slush and snow on every street corner.
So this is a crazy thing. It's probably gone down quite a bit since you were here because it tends to do that pretty quickly. A lot of cars still obviously haven't moved and they've kind of been snowed under. And I guess the police eventually tow those cars away. But yeah, there's a bit of a gooey slush every here and then. You've kind of got to put on ice skates before you cross certain parts of the road, or you just jump over, or you just find the part that doesn't have the melting ice. But the weather actually hasn't been too bad for us, bar a little bit of snow on Saturday. But I mean, snow is great for Instagram, so you can't really complain.
All right. And you weren't freezing cold in that helicopter.
I was. I have not worn long johns in a very long time, and I've been wearing them every single day. Luckily, though, they give you gloves and everything like that because it's super, super cold high up there. And it was pretty choppy as well, but it was one of the most unbelievable experiences. I think to see New York like that for 30 minutes with Fly 9 is incredible. It gives you so much perspective. And it's just, yeah, you walk through the city and you know that it's busy, but when you – it's like zooming out on Google Maps. It's a beautiful experience.
What a place to be able to see from the sky. It's just amazing. I actually follow those guys on Instagram. Wow, they put up such cool stuff. All right, thank you, Aria Kelman. What's your plans for tomorrow? I mean, now it's midnight over there now, so what are you going to do tomorrow?
Yeah, so it's about 1:30 here, so we'll wake up in a little bit and check out of the hotel before we get onto a bit of a hop-on, hop-off bus tour. And then we fly out to London tomorrow evening, and then we'll spend a day in London capturing a little bit of that. And then I will be back hanging out on Wednesday morning when I land.
All right, before you go, I saw Kyle had some kind of a wardrobe malfunction. He messed some stuff all over himself. What was that all about?
You see, this is what's great about Snapchat and Instagram stories is that you can do the stuff that you don't post, like on the curated Instagram platform. So there may have been somewhat of a boozy flight involved, and he may or may not have spilt somewhat of the product of that boozy flight on his pants, and he may or may not have had to fly Johannesburg, London, as well as London, New York, with sort of red stained pants in the crotch area. That may or may not have happened. I don't know. The story's expired now, so if you didn't see it, it's too late.
Now, if it did happen, let's just imagine it did. What kind of a drink would you find with a red color like that? What drink is that?
Probably something they're really good at in the Cape.
Oh, wine. Okay, that would make a lot of sense. Of course, if it happened.
Yeah, exactly. If it happened, it would totally be grape juice.
And Roxy's behaving herself?
Roxy is, she's Miss Top Billing. So she just, she's fantastic. And Roxy is ridiculously good at capturing all of this. If you're following her Instagram or what she's putting out on social media, you'll see that she just curates the moment in the most spectacular way every step of the way.
All right. Very, very nice. Right. Thank you, Ari. And we'll chat to you when you're back.
Fantastic.
All right, man. Have a good time in New York.
Peace out.
Peace out. CliffCentral.com.